Hey everyone, it's Pastor Pete here. Let's just start with a deep breath for this meditation. And now another. Try to just become aware of your breath. It's such a simple thing to do. And yet it helps to calm our wandering minds. It helps bring our focus to this present moment. So just take a minute and try to focus only on your breath. We're going to look at some verses from Romans chapter 8 today. They talk about what it means when we are led by and filled with the Holy Spirit. First, I'll read the whole passage, which is just four verses, and then I'll go back and read through the passage more slowly, leaving a gap between each part. And what I invite you to do is to ponder the idea being stated and ask yourself, if you truly believe what is being said. Paul writes to the church in Rome, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. And now we call him Abba Father. For his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering." I'm going to read through that again more slowly, leaving a gap between each idea now. And I invite you to ask yourself, do I really believe what is being stated? Paul writes to the church in Rome, in Romans chapter 8, "For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God." So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba, Father, for his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. God, help us to live in the truth that we can be led by your Spirit, and that by putting our faith in Jesus, we have become your children. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.